remember the name Carly Russell? This was like she had her moment of fame. I don't know how far back was this? Last summer? Yeah, July 13th. She is the woman who made the story that there was a child on the freeway or something of that nature, and that she was abducted. And I mean, we'll go through the story, but that was kind of the cliff notes to try and jog your memory. Well, in a courtroom spectacle that marked the culmination of the high-profile saga, Carly Russell of Alabama has pled guilty to misdemeanor charges of false reporting to law enforcement and falsely reporting an incident. The resolution of her case, coupled with emotional apologies and legal deliberation, shed light on the intricacies of false reporting and its toll that it takes on its communities. Russell's admission of guilt came after the tumultuous sequence of events that thrust her into the national spotlight. Initially reported missing on July 13th after purportedly encountering a toddler beside Interstate 459 in Hoover. Her disappearance sparked widespread concern and a frenzied search effort. However, as details emerged, authorities swiftly dispelled Russell's claims of abduction, unraveling her story as a carefully crafted fabrication. According to a court appearing in court alongside her family and legal counsel, Russell expressed contrition for her actions, acknowledging the distress and confusion her deception had sown. In a heartfelt apology, she lamented the repercussions of her falsehood, stating, "I want to genuinely apologize for my actions. I made a grave mistake while trying to fight through various emotional issues and stress. I'm extremely remorseful for the panic, fear, and various range of negative emotions that were experienced across the nation." Despite the gravity of her offenses, Russell received a suspended 6-month sentence, sparring her from incarceration, because that's how we do things here, and offered to pay restitution exceeding $17,000. Jefferson County Circuit Judge David Carpenter, while acknowledging the disruption caused by Russell's hoax, deemed imprisonment an inefficient recourse, deeming it a waste of resources for misdemeanor charges. The Alabama Attorney General's office, however, contended that Russell's actions warranted more severe consequences, citing a substantial law enforcement response triggered by her false claims. Catherine Robertson, chief counsel of the Attorney General's office, expressed disappointment at the court's leniency, emphasizing the need for stricter penalties to deter similar instances of false reporting. In response to the case's outcome, Robertson underscored ongoing legislative efforts aimed at enhancing penalties for false reporting. Alabama legislators are currently deliberating a bill designed to address such situations comprehensively, with the Attorney General's office actively advocating for its passage. According to Robertson, the proposed legislation would ensure that future offenders face more severe repercussions, effectively deterring frivolous reports and safeguarding law enforcement resources. So I'm kind of disappointed, too. I think there should have been some jail time here, because you can't just do this sort of shit and then, oh, slap on the wrist, you're okay. Glad you're back. Like, she needs there's something.
Question is,
yeah.
Is this so what was the deal with the toddler?
I don't understand that part.
There was never a toddler.
There was never a toddler. And I don't quite understand how toddler and abduction tie together in any of this.
Yeah, that's where my disconnect is, because it's one thing to say, I've been abducted, oh my God, somebody had me, blah, blah, blah. But then there's this weirdness of a toddler that was roaming down the street, but there never was. Well, so now you've got a community that's not only concerned about, well, she's been abducted, but now there's this missing toddler that was wandering in the street. What? Mm-hmm. What are you on?
And that's the fun part, because I think the answer to that question in so many cases is nothing. She's just high on life. And that's the answer. There's like, it's so much easier when it's like, and drugs were involved. And she was smoking meth. And she was on bath salts.
Yeah, you're right.
Or whatever the fuck it was. Like, oh, okay. That makes sense. When it's just like, nothing. She's on nothing. This is just, you know, her out for a day. Just treating life like it's a simulation and can kind of do whatever she wants. And there'll be no consequences. You just end up back at, you know, the hospital. Then you get to play the game again. It's like Grand Theft Auto, kind of. It's like, oh, you did all this and oh, you go right back. You can try again. You got 2 more lives left. You want to see what happens?
Well, Well, you know, the $17,000 she has to pay. So she's probably on like a payment plan for 3 years or something like that.
Now I'm going to guess it's probably more like a payment plan for like 40 years. And she'll, you know, be paying like $30 a month, like a cell phone bill. And that's how they'll work that shit out. And really, it won't really impact her at all. And all the people that she drug through hell as doing this. And yeah, it's just no consequences or being held accountable for one's actions. And that's why that's why we live in the world we live in today. That's why we are in the situations we are in today, because nobody's held accountable. And people won't be, people that can't handle any sort of accountability do things like this. And they just keep upping the ante. And people stop confronting them too, because they don't want to face the wrath of confronting somebody over something stupid. And so that just keeps upping and upping and upping and up until you do something insane like this. Get under the highway. Do something horrible. Then, oh gosh, the parallels. I won't go into any more detail. But yes, life is grand.
Sick of the ads?
We are too.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now